The Watch is the latest and the greatest in pop culture from best friends Chris Ryan and Andy Greenwald. Join them as they discuss TV, movies, music, and much more. Check out The Watch on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Cars.com. When you add your car to your garage on Cars.com, you'll unlock access to real-time insights into how much your car is worth. Plus, view its historical and projected value to decide when to sell. So when the time is right, you can secure an instant offer from a local dealership or sell it yourself on Cars.com. Start tracking your car's value with your garage on Cars.com. This episode is brought to you by Empower. You got money questions like, can I retire early? What are my best savings options? Can I afford to pay for my kids' education? Luckily, Empower has all the answers. With Empower's real-time dashboard and real live conversations, you get clarity on your real life financial goals. So join 18 million Americans and Empower what's next. Start today at empower.com. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more. Sponsored by Empower, not an endorsement or a statement of satisfaction by a client.
One of the things you're gonna have to give me a heads up for,
you're gonna have to start ducking.
That's my nose. If I get concussed at some point.
How tall are you?
I'm 6'6".
Welcome to Bachelor Party. I'm Juliette Littman. We've got a lot to cover. Two episodes of Paradise. We are going to hit our five big questions for Bachelor in Paradise week two. And to do so, I'm joined by Amelia Wedemeyer. Hi, Amelia.
Hi, Juliette.
Listeners, big news. We launched the Ringer Reality TV podcast. And on Tuesday nights from now until the end of the year for Paradise and then Michelle season, you can catch Amelia's No Rose All Thorn recaps over there only on Spotify. Check it out.
Wow. Thank you for the plug.
Of course. Also, I'm on that feed with Callie on Fridays talking non-Bachelor. Bananas is on it Wednesday nights talking The Challenge. Mm. We're going to have so much more reality TV on there as shows come up. I mean, Selling Sunset, obviously, is coming back. You don't even need to know anything about Netflix's programming to know that Selling Sunset's coming back because Chrishell and Jason Oppenheim cannot possibly be actually dating. This has to be for press.
They were at the Shang-Chi premiere. I saw them online.
I was going to say, did you go?
No. I saw pictures of them online.
Yeah. I can't imagine Chrishell wanting to date someone who's rumored to be dating Mary. Or having a thing with Mary. That's my main thing about it, in addition to some other factors. I don't know. It's so hard for me to believe.
Oh, I just wish only the best for Chrishell. She seems nice.
Really? Is that genuine?
I think I don't really watch the show, but from the whole thing with her ex-husband seemed horrible.
Justin Hartley,
Yeah, she seems like a nice woman from what I've seen in the tabloids. Maybe? No?
Okay. I think she's probably nice. I can't really tell. Whatever.
Yeah, just, happy for her that she can rub this in that Justin guy's face.
Nothing happens on that show. It's wild. It's so big. I love it. But anyway, Bachelor in Paradise, 4 hours of programming, three if you don't count commercials. It really is. A lot happened across the two episodes. We're going to get into it via our questions. My first question is Brendo, as he's affectionately known around here, an F-boy? Amelia, what do you say?
I think all signs are pointing to yes. If it looks like a fuckboy, if it sounds like a fuckboy, it's probably a fuckboy. And I think that's what's happening here.
Brendan has so much more personality than I realized. That's my biggest takeaway about Brendan. Okay. Am I surprised he's a fuckboy? No, he's got the world's most beautiful eyes. He can dunk, as I mentioned, as frequently as possible.
Okay.
He's handsome. He's a model. Of course he's a fuckboy. But I felt like he was a sad, mopey guy on Tayshia's season. And now I feel like he actually seems fun, maybe a little immature.
I think he was bruised by his divorce that, so raw, so soon that now mm-hmm. he's he's cast his old self away, the shell of himself that his divorce really gave him. And now he's I'm ready to meet new people. I'm ready to mingle. It's warm here. I'm into it, Maybe.
Brendan does live in Massachusetts where it's not warm most of the time. So he's really happy to be in the sun. That's a good point. How did you feel about him and Natasha with the sexual innuendo with the banana at the top of episode one?
I thought, I mean, fun. The one thing I've noticed on this season of Paradise, more so than the past seasons I've watched, is that they have heightened the sexuality on this show, which I'm not like saying that's a bad thing. It's just like an observation.
I would say it's a good thing. I think a chase TV show. Who wants that?
It's lame. Like The Bachelor, Bachelorette is way too on that. And this is just fun. It's like, let these people have fun. They're like, most of them are in their 20s. And you know what? You can do it for the rest of your life. I don't care. If that makes you happy and you're not hurting anyone, great. But
sure.
It's fun.
This is a sex positive podcast.
It is. And I,
shout out to you, Katie.
Oh my God. Never mention her name again. No, I'm kidding. But it's fun to see this, and I am living vicariously through these people. And, you know, I love a good love triangle. I'm all about the love triangles. And so if sex happens along the way, I'm here for it. I'm rooting it. I'm wanting more boom, boom, room action. And it's exciting, you know?
Me too. I was glad that Demi brought it up right away. However, it wasn't. Wasn't happy to see Demi. Is she the only person from Colton season so far?
Oh, man.
I think she is.
No, Tejuan. Tejuan was eliminated night one on Colton season.
I love Tejuan so much.
She is so likable. And I love that she's always hot. I am too, so I totally feel for her. And I love her little storyline. I hope everything works out with her and Trey. And she's great. She's gorgeous too.
She is gorgeous. She's really funny. I also
hilarious.
One thing I'm enjoying about Tejuan, and don't worry, we'll come back to Brendan. But one thing I'm enjoying about Tejuan, I feel like she's in on the joke. I don't feel like she's being made fun of without knowing about it. I feel like she's like in on it. She's participating, and Tejuan's always hot. And
yes,
that makes it a lot more fun than just like when they tortured Claire with her talking to like the raccoon or whatever.
Right, exactly. Yeah, she's got her little fan. You know, she is openly talking about how hot it is. I think she probably watched herself on the previous season of Bachelor in Paradise and was like, I'm just going to lean into this. And that's how you got to do it. And
seriously,
I respect her for it. So
if you were on the show, would you watch yourself?
Yeah, probably just to see if I got a bad edit. You know, but I'm never going on this show, so I don't have to worry about that. That's gonna be another thing to worry about.
Okay, so back to Brendan. So Brendan is talking to Natasha, and then Demi comes in and asks Brendan on a date.
Right.
They go on the date. It seems fun. They do some jet skis.
Yeah,
pretty great date. I'd enjoy that. Jet ski together.
Jet skiing sounds like fun. I've never done it, but I always think of like Jeff Probst on that jet ski, you know, for that Survivor, and he's like with his little votes. I love that.
I think of Hitch when they go on the date gone
by. Oh my God. Okay, I saw that movie a long time ago, but yes, I know what you're talking about.
It's truly a great movie. It really is. It's very funny.
Fun.
It's the most fun Kevin James probably has ever been and ever will be.
I love Kevin James. I love King of Queens.
You do?
Yes, I love King of Queens. I think it's a very funny show.
I've never seen it. Oh, Eva Mendes, when was she last in a movie? It's been a while.
It's been a while, but you know, she's raising her kids. So
I know.
She's been so busy.
Married Ryan Gosling. So lucky. Anyway, they do the jet ski thing and then they chat on the beach. After they After they make out, Brendan's like, hey, I want to keep talking to other people as well.
Sure.
Should he have told her that before they made out or after they made out?
That's hard. You know what? Well, I think it depends because maybe he felt like, hey, maybe I'm into her, and they just didn't connect once he kissed her. You know what I mean? And also it's Paradise. Like there are no rules really other than like be courteous to others. And I guess that's not necessarily true, but
I think being courteous to others, like generally a good rule of thumb to live by.
Well, yes, of course. But this could be seen as not being courteous, but at the same time, it's like you kind of know what the rules are going into Paradise. It's like, you know, you have to have your options open, and you can't really be upset about the show moving on without you, kind of.
I know. But Demi, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the Demi meltdown when she was just like,
it was hilarious.
It's like she's never been rejected before. Is that possible?
In her own mind, I think so.
Probably.
Just genuinely, as someone who has watched a lot of these shows and who has seen Demi before, she lives in her own world. Mm. And it's just very apparent to me that she is a narcissist. And I'm being 100%, you know, I'm trying to keep it real on this podcast. And she is entertaining to an extent, but she's also just, she's obnoxious.
I don't find her entertaining. I really don't. Although, okay. On the other hand, if she weren't like bringing the fireworks in this episode, it might have been kind of boring, because otherwise it just becomes a conversation about what's happening outside of the show, which I'm really glad they brought up the Piper stuff. Like, I was worried they would like just ignore that. Mm-hmm. But if you don't have the Demi fireworks, you just sort of don't have a episode one this week. I don't know what they would have shown.
Well, that's the whole thing. It's like, you know what? I find her to be obnoxious, but at the same time, I do also find her entertaining. And it's just one of those, you know, you got to take the good with the bad, I guess.
Right. Yeah, because her freaking out about Brendan was far more interesting than the date itself, of course.
Right, exactly. And also, just like, and she's, but at the same time, it's like I'm watching this and I'm enjoying her freak out. But at the same time, it's like she's bringing in Colton and being like, well, he only didn't like me because he was gay and stuff. And I'm just like, you don't have to bring that in. Like, she's really not a self-aware person, and she is a narcissist. So
David Spade asked her if she'd be going for the P or the V, because last time she was on Bachelor in Paradise, she'd been hooking up with Derek, but then her girlfriend from back home, Christian, came, and then they ended up getting engaged. They're no longer affianced.
Right.
They've gone their separate ways. I believe Demi, at the beginning of COVID, was dating a guy. She lived with his family. I know that because I interviewed her.
Oh, wow.
It was like out there and stuff. I thought that, like, I'm mixed on how David Spade asked her that question, the P or the V thing. On the one hand,
sure,
I'm glad they acknowledged like her history on the show, and this wasn't just sort of like ignored. I think that like his cavalier attitude about it was funny. Mm-hmm. And also I did like that sort of like made it not a thing. It was just sort of like kind of like him being a comedian. But on the other hand, I feel like he was sort of like reinforcing this binary a little bit. And obviously I think society is still learning how to be more accepting and like understand the fluidity of both gender and sexuality. But just sort of this feels like then it puts everything that Demi did with Christian seem like trivialized for the show.
For sure.
And that may be uncomfortable.
Oh, totally. I mean, there are, and we can get to it later, but there are several moments where they do this. They talk about sex and that kind of stuff. And it isn't in like a very kind of like trivialized, like fun for the show, fun for the little bit, fun for the joke at the time. And it's like kind of uncomfortable, but I'm not like, I don't know. I'm personally not super offended by that, but I can totally understand
I feel the same way. I just feel like the show both wants credit for like having had that Demi storyline previously.
Sure. Yeah.
While also like, you know, still being a pretty like heteronormative show, which you know, that is the show. So
that is the show to a T. Oh my God. And with the whole Jesenia and Ivan mini conversation. And it's just like, okay. And then you have Victoria out here, Victoria the goddess, calling what did she call Tejuan? Like aggressive and stuff. And just like, okay. All right.
Victoria L's horrible. We'll come back to her.
Sorry.
Jesenia and Ivan we're going to come back to as well. But Brendan, is he an F-boy?
Yes.
I need to know more about what was going on between him and Piper before they got on the show. I'm just really glad they brought it up. I do feel bad for Natasha. I feel like I fear that perhaps Brendan was not completely honest with her when she was like, if Piper was here right now, like, what would you do or whatever? If you're Piper and you hear Brendan being like, yes, we were talking to each other, but we are not dating. We are not involved. That's got to sting, even if it's true.
Yeah.
I think like hearing the person that like you're hooking up with or talking to, whatever it is, being like, this is not a thing in direct language on television, that's got to really hurt.
Definitely. I think, if I were Piper, I'd be like, okay, well, that's all right. I'm going to write you off. So,
I'd be like, oh, it's not a thing. All right. I'm blocking your number. Delete. Right.
Yeah. Never talk to me ever again. Exactly.
Ivan and Jesenia. I don't have a question about them, but love Ivan. Glad to see him finding someone, going on a date.
He annoys me. I'm going to be honest.
Why? Tell me more.
He's just really cocky. He's really, yes. And I think you and Callie were talking about this and she noticed it too. And
yeah,
he's almost cocky in a way that I'm just like, I don't like that. I don't like, you're like, we get it. You don't have to keep talking about yourself.
I'm a real sucker for a jerk. I can't, there's no way for me to hide it. I just love an arrogant jerk. I always have. I just, it's a terrible trait, but it can only be me.
Hey, I get it. And at least, you know what? You're realizing it. You're confronting it.
I know. It's terrible. It's funny. Like, all of the guys, I feel like, we're seeing so much more personality from them. The women, I feel like I had a better feel for them, many of them, mm-hmm. for whatever mm-hmm. reason. But, like, Trey and Aaron and Brandon and Ivan and Noah in particular, I'm just like, oh, you guys have way more to you than we are allowed to see on The Bachelorette. And that's great.
Yeah. You know, I was impressed by Noah's, like, narration for a few scenes. I was like, what? And he was like kind of like funny too. I was like, wait, I hated you and now I don't necessarily hate you.
I know. We definitely did not need Bennett. Don't miss him at all. We're doing great.
It's amazing. It's really amazing.
It is shocking. But Jasenia and Ivan's conversation was really sweet. I also, I mean, she talked about how she appreciated how Ivan talked about race while he was on Tayshia's season. And then he very specifically asked her questions about what it was like to get a lot of like hate messages mm-hmm. being on Matt's season. And that is like a far better way to have that conversation than to like ask Rachel Lindsay to like read the mean messages she gets on like an After the Final Rose. And right. I just think it's good. You know, I talked about this with Mal for the finale mm-hmm. about like how should the show handle all the storylines that play out in between mm-hmm. seasons and off camera. And I think this is like, they're definitely like learning and doing a better job than they were before. Cause like,
yeah,
this is definitely a step forward. Like in this episode, I can't differentiate between the two, but like they acknowledge the Piper stuff. They acknowledged right. what the women went through while Matt's season was airing. And like, I think mm-hmm. that's like really important. The next challenge is to work that into the actual Bachelor and Bachelorette, but right. it makes it feel realer. That conversation, not only was it important to have on TV, but it made me like believe in Jasenia and Ivan way more than I think I would have. Like, we know what they bonded over. They had like a really meaningful conversation.
Exactly. And I feel like it wasn't forced at all. And I feel like a lot of times on like The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, those conversations are very forced. And this one felt really natural to me. So I was okay, nice. All right.
And I feel like Jasenia, she's like getting to be more than just like, you know, a tattletale or whatever.
She was her versus MJ. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
I totally forgot about MJ.
I would have
erased from my memory.
And I don't blame you because who cares? But also, you know what? Maybe her feistiness would have been fun on this season. I don't know.
That's true. All right, we're moving on. Question number two. How much did ABC pay to license It's Gonna Be Me by NSYNC to introduce Lance Bass?
That is a great question. I've only worked with like licensing with that kind of stuff. Like, I'm sorry. I know I bring this up like on different podcasts, but I used to work at Disney and we had to even license when we used music from their movies. Like, this is internal Disney. We had to pay the Walt Disney record company to use the music. So they have like a very on it legal team. And so I can't imagine. I mean, they were on it obviously, and they probably had to pay a lot of money. Yeah. So
music licensing is tricky.
It's so tricky and expensive.
They used a lot of the song. Like, they used like a minute basically.
Yes, they did. I mean, and they got him to go, "It's gonna be me." And like, yeah, it's wild. They used a lot of it.
Connor B, cat guy, was so into it.
I know.
I hate Connor B. Cat Guy. I despise him. Like, I cannot stand anything about him. And he definitely wanted to like break out and just like start doing the full on dance. I mean, get it. We all know the bye 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 hand motions too. We understand, dude.
Right. It was funny because actually I was just rewatching it before we're doing this podcast, and it was like an overhead shot and everyone was like, you know, like doing their own little like shoulder moves.
Grooving,
and he was getting into it. Like, he was the only person using his arms and his full body to like dance to this song. It was crazy.
He is so annoying. Also, I think he was wearing another shirt this week that was like wide open.
That was buttoned to his navel. Yeah. Okay.
It's just like, cat guy. button your shirt. What are you doing? Oh my God. I would also, we'll come back, but I would also pick Riley over Cat Guy every day of the week.
Oh my God. Yes.
I have to say, I was so sad for David Spade to leave. I was just like, what? We're done? That's all we get?
Yeah, that's how I felt too. I was like, I thought this was going to go on longer, but I guess Paradise doesn't really last very long and they're doing the two episodes a week, so it's hard. But I also felt that David didn't get, I mean, Lance, we've only had him for one episode, but he's already here hosting a date and like we didn't even get David to host a date.
I know. I was so bummed out.
Me too. And it, but I also, I do think it's interesting and maybe, so David Spade is, I would say, from an era before mm-hmm. Lance Bass in terms of fame.
Sure. So, Tommy Boy predates this show for sure.
Right. Exactly. And I mean, from what I can tell, a lot of the people seem like very excited about Lance. Not that they didn't seem excited about David Spade, but it seemed like they were even more excited about Lance Bass because NSYNC probably occurred right, you know, at the sweet spot of their childhood. Kind of.
Yeah.
Did you kind of feel that or no? Or
I was like, Serena P is definitely too young for NSYNC. Like she's 23. And I was just like, Serena P is like too young for Lance Bass. She's 23 years old.
Right.
So that means that she was born like 1998 or whatever, 1999. Right. And so she was barely conscious for when NSYNC was really big. So it's like, she heard the song. I'm sure she knows the music. NSYNC, Backstreet Boys are timeless.
Right.
But the women are kind of like, it depends, you know, Kenny, he's obviously very familiar. He's
oh,
boy band
well,
manager.
Yeah, he made that clear. Yeah, exactly.
But a lot of the women, it's like, oh, they're like, they were really young for this.
True. But I would say the cultural impact of NSYNC is greater than the cultural impact of David Spade. And no shots at David Spade.
I agree with that for sure. Although, when Demi was like, Joe Dirt, hello. I was like, is that how David Spade wants to be thought of as the Joe Dirt? I don't know.
Maybe. Oh, I don't know. Okay. Well, you know, I haven't seen that movie, so I don't know. But
have you seen Tommy Boy?
I have not seen Tommy Boy. I've seen The Emperor's New Groove.
Have you seen Black Sheep?
No.
Oh my God. So you haven't seen the Chris Farley, David Spade classics?
No, I know. I'm sorry. But I love him in The Emperor's New Groove. No.
Okay, that's an animated movie.
I know, and it's a good movie, too.
Voice work, it pays the big bucks, but
it really does.
Lance is definitely more relevant. Plus, Lance is, like, in the reality TV world.
Well, oh, my God. Yeah, well, we reviewed him, like you mentioned right before we started this podcast, on Overserved with Lisa Vanderpump only a few months ago.
That was one of the worst episodes of television I've ever seen. So
bad.
It was
pretty bad.
I just feel like Lance wants to, like, be a celebrity. I mean, he obviously is one, but he's like so out and about. Him, Lance, and I believe Joey Fatone performed with Nick and AJ.
Yes.
For, I think, Pride this summer at the Grove.
Yep. For the Trevor Project or something.
Yes. And Lance and like Nick Carter did like a whole Instagram live that obviously I watched as a Backstreet Boys super fan. And he's just sort of like, he's just still like, you know, wanting very much to have like a very big public persona.
Oh, I mean, the guy wanted to go to space before it was even cool to go to space.
Totally.
So
that's true.
I get that. And he's hosted shows. He's been on shows. You know, he was impersonated on The Circle season 2, all that stuff.
I think he had a serious show for a while, too. He's kind of like was podcasting before podcasting.
And he also, I think before Justin Timberlake got into movies, he did a movie, that On the Line movie.
On the Line, of course. Yep. Joey Fatone was in that as well.
Exactly. Never forget. But I found it was, and I don't know, we'll have to see like for next week's episodes and whatnot, but if he's going to get more screen time versus the screen time that they gave to David Spade. Because how do you do it because they know Lance better? They're more excited about Lance? Or just like, why would he get more screen time over David Spade when no shots at Lance, because I really have enjoyed both Lance and David Spade, but David Spade has more charisma than Lance Bass.
He's definitely a better, like, speaking performer. I
he's
mean, Lance,
so funny.
He was really good. I totally agree. He's really funny. How did you think Lance did hosting Riley and Marissa's date?
I mean, that date, I didn't like it. I thought it was really, like, I don't mean to be such a total stick in the mud, but I thought it was, like, kind of inappropriate, and it was just like, why do we need to? We don't need to do this. Like, I don't know. The questions could have been better.
Yeah. I also just feel like everyone else just kind of like got to have like a vibe on their dates, like Serena and Thomas. And they sort of like kept, you know, they had Lance Bass on their date. Is that going to make for the best romantic connection?
I don't know. I don't know.
If I were on a date and Lance was there, I'd be so distracted. I would just have to focus on Lance. I would be like, can I ask you questions? I would just want to talk about NSYNC.
Like, I would try to become his friend. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. It's absolutely hard. Absolutely. But he was good.
And overall, are you liking? I think the consensus from what I've seen is that people are loving these guest celebrity hosts.
It is fun. It changes the show. So this is like kind of just like a more meta thing about this season is like, with acknowledging everything happening outside of the show and having these guest hosts who are like kind of fans of the Bachelor people and the Bachelor people are fans of them, it just changes it into like makes it more clearly for television and less like world building. But I don't have a problem with that. I think it's necessary. I think we saw from Katie's season that that's actually necessary.
Totally. And also I hate to do this, but I've been thinking lately a lot about star power and because I found, oh my God, I found, do you like the musical Grease?
Of course. Am I a human? Like, what kind of question is that? Do I like Grease?
Okay, well, I'm just making sure because I don't know. It's just like
John Travolta is one of the best living entertainers. He is so fucking good.
I stan John Travolta so hard. He not only gave us Danny Zuko, he gave us Adele Dazeem. Like, I have no choice but to stan the man.
He's also really good in Hairspray. Like, really good.
He's like good in all the, like, John Travolta has star power. And I was thinking about it because I found Grease on Paramount Plus and I was watching it and I was like, I should hate this movie for so many reasons because it's just like not something you would think that I would like, or me personally. And I grew up with that movie. I love it. And a lot of it has to do with the star power of John Travolta in that movie. And I love star power. And I'm thinking that, you know, these D-list, C-list celebrities coming onto The Bachelor are bringing star power to it. And that is what is helping me watch it every week. Am I crazy?
A little bit.
Okay. Yeah.
But I do think the sort of like, not only are the contestants coming in and out, but the hosts are also coming in and out. Like everything's fluid in Paradise. Everything changes.
I love that.
So I do enjoy that part of it. I think it's fun. They needed to mix it up a little bit. I was dubious of these guest hosts, but I'm really enjoying it. And I love, love, love Little John's voiceovers. That's like so good.
Especially because
Katie's season of The Bachelorette, the like weird voice talent that's like listening to like a Spotify podcast ad was really weird. I was just like, who is this random voice?
Yeah,
it didn't make any sense.
I agree. But and not to bring up the celebrities again, but I really do think they add something to this show. And
it feels higher production value, right? Like between the celebrities and paying for the NSYNC song. I can't stress how unusual that is. On reality TV, they don't like dance or listen to music because they can't license they can't license the songs. So hearing an actual pop song that we all know, that a song that is memed every May 1st, it's just
for a minute
was shocking to me. I was just like, tell me the budget. I'm dying to know. So
and they probably did spend most of it on that song and the celebrity guest host.
Yeah, well, the rest of it's really cheap,
which I think is really smart because it draws people in. I mean, who isn't gonna be like, oh, David Spade, okay, maybe I'll watch the show. I mean, I feel like a lot of people,
well, I would go that far, but I will say I do feel like a lot of people are like, David Spade, he was good, so then maybe you will check it out.
See, there you go. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Like on this John Travolta beat. But anyway, sorry. Yes, continue.
John Travolta in Paradise would be incredible.
I would die. Please, Rob Mills, if you're listening to this, spend your entire budget. I will skip a whole season of The Bachelor or The Bachelorette if you get John Travolta to host Bachelor in Paradise.
It would be amazing. He'd be like, what's going on?
I would love every second of it. Oh my God.
This episode is brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. As a ruthless king builds his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now. This episode is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle. The less your business spends, the more margin of money you have. I think that's pretty obvious for everyone, but actually doing it, that's easier said than done because the cost of everything is going up these days. So do the smart thing. Switch to NetSuite by Oracle. It's the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one platform and one source of truth so you can easily reduce costs and headaches. NetSuite specifically helps by reducing IT costs since it lives in the cloud with no hardware required and cutting the costs of maintaining multiple systems since everything you need is on OneSuite. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. See for yourself how effective NetSuite can be and try it out today. And by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/ringer. That is netsuite.com/ringer.
I have a secret.
Uh-huh.
I use Secret Whole Body Deodorant because more than just my armpits stink.
Oh, can I use it where my bra rubs under my...
Oh, yeah.
And what about down there? You know, my...
Totally. 4 out of 5 gynecologists would recommend it. So I tried it, and now I get 72 hours of freshness from my pits to my...
Ooh, I love that it's a spray.
Me too. And it comes in sticks and creams too. Go get your Secret Whole Body Deodorant.
Question number 3.
Yeah.
Who would you rather get stuck with in an elevator? Victoria the goddess or Victoria the potential has a boyfriend back home?
That is so hard. That is
Victoria
Larson
versus Victoria Paul.
I feel like I could have a better conversation with Victoria Paul.
Yeah.
You know?
I personally think it's a no-brainer. Victoria Paul seems nuts. I believe on Peter's season, she also had like some potential like lying drama, I believe.
Oh, okay. Yes. But then she had this whole lying thing about with Alea.
Right. Like she lied about Alea or something and then Alea came back. So Victoria Paul seems like she might have a lying problem.
I think so. I think she's a compulsive liar.
But I think that might make you fun to be around. She'll say whatever. Yeah. So if you're going to be stuck in an elevator, at least she'll like have some stories. Plus, I don't know if you saw her Instagram, but she just had her... breast implants removed.
Oh, okay.
And so you could ask her about that. One popped apparently right around the time of Paradise. I think right after.
Oh my God. I hope she's okay. Jeez Louise, that's scary.
Her self-elimination was so funny. She got caught lying, so she decided to leave.
I know. And then the way she tried to like manage the situation, and she was just like, well, I just hope you know that these girls, Tammy and Kelsey, are better than this. And like she tried to like... That was wild. I was like, what? But I love that he called her out and he's like, I have no problem with them.
I know. I love Tammy. She's fun.
She's funny, yeah.
I'm glad that she's with Aaron. Hot couple.
Yeah, but it's not looking good for next week.
I know. I know. I'm worried for her. But
I think she made a mistake, yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Right.
I just enjoyed that she was like, I'm going to self-eliminate. I don't think this is right for me. And then it's just she's got a boyfriend and she was found out. It was so... Yeah. It was so obvious. I kind of felt bad for James, though. I'm like, why do I feel bad for him? He'll be fine. But I did feel for him.
Well, totally, because she made it seem like she was into him and everything. And she couldn't even freaking remember his first name. That's rude. That's insulting.
Yeah, I know. It really was. Also, it's not a hard name to remember.
Right?
Yeah.
And she was like, what's his name? What's his name? And then she called him Jordan. She kept calling him Jordan. Apparently, she called him Tim. And it's just like, his name is James. It's not that hard to remember that his name is James.
It's such a basic name. I happen to love the name James, so maybe just I wouldn't forget it. But yeah. it was pretty funny. She's such a weird, goofy character. She flummoxes me. But, you know, she's great television. I appreciate it.
Yeah, well, I mean, she's not afraid to lie, which I guess, you know what? A reality show needs a good liar. And Victoria P is going to be that woman. So thank you for your service, Victoria
it's
P.
So, so true. Victoria Larson, thank God she's gone. I hope to never, ever hear from her again.
Seriously. Well, also, if you were stuck in that elevator, she would probably have a breakdown because she had yet another breakdown where she crouches on the ground and she goes, oh my God, it's just, this is not fair. And it's just like, I'm so sick of this. You put yourself in these situations, Victoria. So you know what? You sit in them, please.
The way that she spoke to Taj Mahal was just like so unacceptable. It was Taj Mahal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just it was like, wild.
Just like absolutely not okay.
Exactly. And because she like because Victoria is the one who is delusional and just over the top. And it's just like you were never going to find love. So I don't know why they invited her back, obviously, as like a production, hoping that she would cause a lot of drama. And the drama she caused was like so lame and unnecessary and just worked also, against everything.
Clearly, no guy was going to pick her like that.
Right.
Because she's. Has such a bad personality. And like the staring thing was just so weird. But she, also seems to think that she should be like courted, and that's like not right. That's not the game we're playing here. It's kind of mutual. You both
those are the
go
rules of paradise. Exactly. She didn't get it. It's like I don't. It's just I don't know. And the whole like rebranding as a goddess. Like okay, this might have been funny. Like. 10 years ago, but it's
it
really
was funny
not.
For about like 30 seconds when she's talking to David Spade, and then it's just like totally pointless.
Honestly, I wouldn't even give her that. It was just like funny when she had that annoying crown on and someone was like, are those bungee cords or something?
Zip cord, zip ties.
Yeah, which I was like, nice. I think that was Connor actually, but yeah, it's just like, you know what? You're kind of a waste of everyone's time here. So go
I'm so
home.
Glad she's gone. Me I was too. A little sad to lose Kelsey, though. I liked Kelsey.
I was just, you know, I watched the episode with my mom and I was like, and my mom's from Iowa, so she really likes Kelsey. And I like Kelsey, too. I see nothing wrong with her. I think she's beautiful. And, you know, she's also, to me, she's become Kelsey. She's not Champagne Girl anymore.
I agree. She's transcended it. She kind of seems fun.
She does. And she seems nice. And she seemed like very level headed. And when she was talking to James, and I appreciated that. And yeah, I would hang out with Kelsey. She seems cool.
Who's the fourth person that left? Victoria, Kelsey, and
Serena C.
Oh, and Serena C. Right.
Who made out with Aaron.
Right. I forgot. She tried. Last ditch effort. I feel like Aaron's just open for business, unfortunately.
Oh, totally. He's just like, whatever. You want to straddle me? Get on.
Seems like shit really hits the fan next week.
I know. I'm so excited, actually.
I'm really looking forward to it. Yeah. I'm really into Mari and Kenny. Like, just...
Yes, me too.
In general. So I'm not happy about Demi fucking that up, but I'm definitely on Team Mari. Mari and Kenny is like... Never would have guessed that in a million years. If you'd given me like the whole pool of eligible people to be on the season, I would have been like, Mari and Kenny? What?
But it works. It works really well, I think.
They seem like two nice people who found each other.
I know. I love them together. I really am rooting for them. And I love that she's going to throw Demi's birthday? I have no idea. Cake into the fire. And I'm like, go, Mari, you do that. I just love that she is willing. She's willing to go there with Demi. And I feel like some people aren't willing to do that because Demi, she has such a brash personality that they're kind of maybe afraid of her or intimidated by her. But it feels to me like Mari is like, hell no, let's go toe to toe.
Yeah. And boy,
and
am I into
that.
I am
so into that. I am like, woo, when is it Monday night again? Yeah.
We'll talk about it next week. Okay, question number four. Amelia, how tall is Thomas?
He's 6'6".
I don't know if you heard Thomas say this, but he's 6'6". I know that Callie and I are going to talk a lot about this as she's a huge Thomas fan, but what do you think about Thomas's debut?
You know, I think Thomas is a really handsome guy, and it seemed, I think he has good intentions. I really do. But I also think he has a huge ego, and
he seems super lame. He is very handsome, but I think he seems just like, I think his ego makes him lame. He's sort of like,
well,
cheesy and like, I don't know. There's something about him. Just like, oh, he's not that fun.
I think he's fighting between being like just like a good guy who is humble, but also a guy who knows he's good looking. He's super tall. He's athletic, and he wants to talk about himself and, you know, pump himself up. I think those are two things at work, and it's not going well for Thomas.
No, it's not. It was interesting. Serena P was so not into him. I was a little I was a little surprised she went on the date with him. I guess she just thought he was hot. But
sure.
She had no interest in what he was saying. She seemed like displeased while he was like explaining what happened on Katie's season.
Which is wild to me because I'm like, you know, you're hanging out with Joe, right?
Yeah, I know. I have a personal vendetta against this Joe. It's not his fault. But I just feel like so much of what's wrong with this world and why dating is so difficult is because of people like Grocery Store Joe, who
doesn't even own a grocery store anymore. So
yeah, it's just like, why is he such a hot commodity? Like,
I don't know. He's so mopey.
And he's just so regular.
He's very, it should be regular Joe. Just regular Joe.
He's a regular Joe. Let's put him on, what was that? Joe Millionaire? Like
Average Joe.
Yes. Like that is who he is. Mm-hmm. And the fact that he's the focal point with like the most, perhaps the most desired woman in paradise just makes me angry. I'm just like, he's so lucky. Whatever. But I really enjoyed the Thomas supercut. I liked all the editing around Thomas. I think he needed it. Like, let's lighten things up around him. And yeah. I enjoyed it. It's pretty funny to me that these guys from Katie's season have to like really formally introduce themselves because no one's seen their season. So it's also a lot of a lot of like hearsay around what happened on Katie's season.
Totally. And again, that works against Thomas. And also the fact, just like, don't bring up other people you had beef with on your one-on-one date. Like, that's just rule number one. Don't do that.
He seems to love himself. Like, the way he was just, it seemed like he was just talking about himself the whole time.
And I think that is the fatal flaw of Thomas, is that he loves himself and he's so honest about like loving himself, but also wanting to be a good guy. And it's just like, that's never a good combination, because if you remember on Katie's season, he actually admitted to saying he thought about being the Bachelor, which you're insane if you don't think all these people who go on this show aren't thinking that. But his mistake was saying it out loud. You don't say that out loud. And he did it. And then when he came onto the beach, he was having what seemed like a fun time with Serena. And then he decided to say, like, Trey is immature and he's like a baby and I'm a man. And then it's like, take a look at her face. She's not enjoying this conversation. Like, for 5 seconds.
She seemed miserable.
She seemed miserable. And he was too into talking himself up. And it's just like, oh my God.
Thomas, take it down a notch. It's funny. There was the most like visible discomfort this episode that I could remember in a while. Like, Natasha looked so agitated at times when she was worried about Brendan.
Oh, Natasha.
Serena, I know, we love Natasha. Serena obviously didn't like Thomas. Brendan looked very like nervous when he was being questioned over Piper.
Yes.
A lot of good facial expressions this week.
Yes. Yeah, a lot. That was fun to watch them squirm. Yeah. For sure.
I also like just enjoyed more sort of like shots of the bar. I feel like we're getting a lot of just sort of like hanging out, and I'm enjoying it. Paradise is a real vibe.
Me too.
And I like it.
It is. And you know what I've also liked is the lower thirds. Everyone's been talking about the great lower thirds. Like, Tejuan, still hot. Love that. You know,
Kelsey, bro in a
box,
girl.
Champagne girl. Yeah, James bro in a box. Like, yeah, I'm loving those lower thirds. They're great.
Everyone's just like taking a deep breath and having fun in Paradise after a slog of a Bachelor season.
And that's what I love about Paradise. It's like, it's not taking itself seriously. Like, that is the tone I want. I love it. So,
absolutely agree. Question number 5. Has Riley been working out? This man arrived with some new guns. I don't remember him being quite
tree trunks
as built when he was on Tayshia's season.
I think I remember that he did have pretty nice arms on Tayshia's season, but they're out of control now. Like, they are like two pythons, two anacondas.
He was like really getting ready for this, and it paid off.
Good for him. Yeah.
Went to the boom boom room. Have we seen the boom boom room before?
Not on this season. No, I don't think so.
I'm not sure we've seen it ever. Like, we've heard about it.
Oh, really?
It, has there
Are
ever
you
been?
Sure?
No, I'm not sure.
I feel like we have, but maybe, I don't know. I don't
know. You might be right. But like, as we said, this is a pretty chaste show. Showing them with like the black and white footage having sex, that doesn't happen much on Bachelor or Bachelor in Paradise.
I know. Well, do you think they had sex?
I do.
Do you really? Okay.
I do.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, I
also,
love it.
Based on the scenes from next week.
Oh, that's like true. That's sad.
When they like woke up in the morning and stuff, and like, I don't know.
And also they told Connor, and he's like, what?
Connor's like so dejected. Also, at a certain point, you're adults. Why not? Like, what's the point of waiting? I mean, I respect everyone's decision, obviously, and consent is important. But like, I think that like at a certain point, you're like, you're on the show. You're only there for a month. Everything's expedited anyway. Like, why not?
Why not? He's hot. She's hot. Let's do it.
They really enjoyed each other.
Well, they had a great... I loved their conversation, too. After the annoying little game that they played with Lance Bass, I thought their dinner date conversation was great. And Riley seems like such a nice guy. And we obviously didn't know anything about Marissa, really, from Peter's season.
Literally nothing. And she's clearly, like, good television. And also she seems like a pretty good hang, too.
Totally.
Better hang than Connor B. I'm really glad she found her way to Riley.
Gosh, me too.
I didn't like how he came in though, talking to so many women, like interviewing them. He was like interviewing them to go on a date. I'm glad that they found each other and like their date actually ended up being pretty fun. But again, seeing like these real conversations is such a better way of addressing the issues around the show than like any of this forced bullshit.
Totally, totally. What did you think of his, like, he shaved his little mustache.
Yeah.
And I was like, you should have kept it. You should have kept it.
I thought he generally looked good.
No, I mean, I think he's a handsome guy, but I just would have liked him better with the little mustache.
I like her style. I think that she dresses like the most normal person, actually. Like, I wouldn't say I would dress like her, but I just feel like the things that she wears, like, you would most likely see out in the wild.
Yeah, I can see that. Yes. Yeah. She has, like, and I don't, this is going to sound bad, but she is very, like, her, the clothing that she's worn is very fast fashion-y.
Yes. But, like, that's why it's normal.
Well, right. Exactly. Yes. It's not, it's like good, she but went, it's normal. Yeah.
It's like she went to, like, H&M and Zara.
And
like,
Fashion Nova. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Fashion Nova and, like, maybe some Instagram brands. So, yeah, exactly. I wouldn't say, like, I would dress that way. But it's just, like, recognizable as, like, how a human totally. Dresses.
Yeah.
Not, like, a Bachelor in Paradise, like, cyborg.
And I also love that she's been very natural with her makeup and she's very glowy and she's absolutely stunning. So, yeah. And I think they're great together. And I'm so happy that she's moved on from Cat Guy. Not to like pile on Connor, but did you see
Callaway? Okay. Connor.
Riley and Marissa were on the date and then they flash over to like Connor with his sad little ukulele and he's playing a sad song. And then Wells tries wiping non-existent tears as Connor plays the song. I was like, this is so fake.
I've been enjoying Wells. I always thought it was kind of crazy that Wells ran the rose ceremony though. I was just like, whoa.
I know.
What a promotion for Wells from behind the bar to hosting the rose ceremony. What?
Sure.
But I thought he was good. It feels a little bit like we're just heading towards Wells being a host, at least part-time on this show.
Yeah. And you know what? I've been kind of negative about Wells, but he's fine. He doesn't really have a personality, which I think is good.
Yeah. He needs to like be a vessel for facilitating the show.
Exactly.
Because ask the right questions, which he's mostly doing.
I think so, too. And it's like, honestly, leave all the funny stuff up to like David the Spade. Editors and David Spade and the producers. Exactly.
Yeah. Wells, we don't need your humor.
Right.
Reminds me of on the OC when Summer's like, we don't need your comedy, Cohen.
Ooh, have Rachel Bilson host. What's she doing? I think
she's got a podcast, like just like, well, you and me.
I think
hosting an OC rewatch.
She's ready for Paradise.
Yeah, seriously. next week it seems like shit just really is gonna go crazy. I'm pretty excited.
Hell yeah! It seems like we got Tammy and Aaron. And Thomas, and remember, there was a shot of Tammy being like, yeah, I feel so horrible. And then Thomas confronts Aaron on the beach, and Aaron's like, she made out with me today, and then she's making out with you tonight. And then Thomas is like, oh, what? I'm oblivious. Oh, that was awesome. And then we've got the whole, you know, they Marissa and Riley were in the boom boom room, and we get the shot of Connor where he goes, huh? She's like, yes. And then also the Demi Mari Kenny love triangle where she was Mari's like, yeah, you know, pursue guys. And then she's like, I didn't realize she was gonna pursue my guy. And then she's got the cake and she throws it into the fire and I'm like, woo, I feel re-energized.
This is the kind of descriptive narration you can find on No Rose All Thorn, people. Check out the reality TV podcast, the Ringer reality TV podcast. It is like a good season so far. It's just like a fun watch. Like when I got the episodes, I was like, yes, I'm just gonna devote some time to this, and it
totally
it's just fun. I also
it is fun.
It helps that a lot of these people are pretty likable. Like other than Demi and Cat Guy, who I love to hate, though I do really hate him.
Right. Right.
There's no one who I'm just like dreading. There's no, not especially with the Victoria Larson gone, with the goddess gone. I'm just
right.
like, there's no one that I'm just like, ugh, I don't want to spend time with them on screen, which right. has been very fun.
I will say that like I could do less of Joe moping all the time.
Yeah, I don't like Joe.
So, but other than that, I'm fine with it. And again, I just love that they're like, I just love the love triangle aspect. It's so exciting to me. So,
and there's so much to look forward to. We got Piper coming at some point too.
Oh my God. And Piper and what's her face? The girl who used to be with Joe, Kendall.
Yeah. I know.
Really excited about that too.
I wonder if Serena P and Joe are still together. That would be crazy to me. But
you think? Well, yeah, actually, you're right. It would be kind of wild.
She seems pretty into him and he into her. I guess,
right.
I guess I understand being into her, so that doesn't surprise me. But her being into him, it's inexplicable.
I know. And then we also get Becca Kufrin coming, which is exciting. And it seems like she's going to hit it off with Thomas.
There's just so much to look forward to.
Oh, my God. And it's just the beginning. And then we also get Tytus Burgess and Lil Jon. I'm just like, I'm already so excited.
We sound like an advertisement for the show. It's good we're frequently so critical, because otherwise this is just like, we love Paradise. We do love Paradise.
Paradise is, again, it's the premier show of this franchise, in my opinion.
Everyone knows that.
It lifts my spirits. Like, The Bachelor and Bachelorette grinds them into the ground, and I get depressed. And then I have to go seek out movies like Grease and then watch Paradise to make myself feel better. So, you know.
I do wish that they separated a little bit more. Like, two nights in a row, though, it's like hard to separate what happened, you know?
It's a lot of content coming at you at all times.
Yeah. On that note, next week, we're going to do pods on after Monday night and after Tuesday night. I realized, you know, we just can't wait until Tuesday. So thanks for bearing with us this week. Still be back on Thursday with Callie. Check out Amelia on the Ringer Reality TV podcast. And check out all the rest of the Ringer Podcast Network. Thanks to Kaya McMullen for producing this episode. I'll be back on Thursday.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.